Maseches Be'ah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel. HaBehema VaKelim K'Ragli HaBalim. A behema and kelim can only be taken as far as the owners are allowed to go, which is that a person is allowed to walk outside of the city on Shabbos and Yom Tov 2,000 amas in each direction. And if he makes an Erev, then, according to the amount that the Erev allows him to go extra in one direction, he loses the corresponding amount in the other direction. So therefore, if the Balim will make an Erev after 2,000 amas to the north, allowing them to walk 4,000 amas to the north, then the Balim cannot walk outside the city to the south at all. So therefore, his Behema and Kalim will have the same din, and nobody would be allowed to take the Behema and Kalim outside of the city to the south. Hamoiser behemto libno uleroa. Somebody who on Yontif gives over his animal to his son or to a shepherd, hare elu kiragle abalam. The Behema and the Kalim have the same din as the owner, so therefore the bno or the roa would not be allowed to take the Behema anywhere where the owner can go, since he gave it over to them on Yontif. But if the Balaam would have given over the behemoth to them on Erev Yontif, then the din of the behemoth would be the same as the ben or the roa. Kalim ham yuchadim la'echa min ha'achim shebabayis. If a Yerusha falls in front of a few brothers, and some of the kalim are set aside for one of the brothers, then the din of the kalim would be the same as that brother. Hare elu karaglo. Nobody would be allowed to take those kalim anywhere where this brother cannot go. If the kalim aren't reserved for any one of the brothers, each one of the brothers has a chelik in it. Nobody's allowed to take this keli anywhere where all the brothers can't go. So therefore, if one of the brothers made an erev after 2,000 amas to the tzofim, and the other brothers didn't make an erev at all, then the din of the keli would be that nobody would be allowed to take this keli to the south of the city at all. And to the north of the city, you'd only be allowed to take it 2,000 amas, because only one of the brothers made an Erev. So therefore, it's usher to take it any farther than 2,000 amas to the north. Mesechet Be'ah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet. Hashoyo kli mechaveru me'erev yontif, keragle hashoyo. Somebody who borrows a kli from before yontif, then the din of the kli that it can be taken wherever the borrower can go, since he asked to borrow it already before Yontif, even if he was only mekabel the kli from the lender on Yontif, fi Yontif, if he only asked to borrow it on Yontif, to ragle hamashal, then the kli can only be taken where the mashal can go. Ha'isha sheshala mechaversa, tavlin umayim umelech lisasa, a woman that borrowed from her friend on Yontif, spices to put in a cooked dish, or water and salt to put into the dough, Hari elu karagli stam. Then this cooked dish or baked product can only be taken where both the lender and the borrower can go. So if one of them made an Erev in one direction and lost the corresponding amount in the other direction and the other one didn't make an Erev, then this cooked dish can only be taken in the direction where she made an Erev. As opposed to the other direction, it can't be taken at all. And even in the direction where she made an Erev, it can only be taken as far as they both can go. Rabbi Yehuda paiter b'mayim mipnei she'ein behem mamash. Rabbi Yehuda says that by water, if she borrowed only water, then we go only after the borrower, not the lender, since water is not noticeable in the dough or in a cooked dish if the dish was a thick dish. As opposed to salt, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue because we're talking here about coarse salt, which is noticeable in a cooked dish.